We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Nick Rocho. It's Monday, May 5th, 2025. The Illinois House Ethics and Elections Committee held a debate over the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, also known as the SAVE Act, which requires anyone registering to vote or renewing their registration to show their proof of citizenship. Supporters of the new act claim that the proposal aims to reinforce the nature of the election, as non-citizens may already be voting without realizing. Those against the new act say that the new proposal could, quote, disenfranchise millions of Americans, including people with disabilities and women, end quote. The SAVE Act passed the House and is now headed to the U.S. Senate, where it will be voted on. Urbana has picked its new mayor, who also happens to be their first black mayor. The new Urbana mayor, Deshaun Williams, who was a banker and former Champaign County treasurer, beat out Annie Williams in February for the seat. Williams will take office today after the Urbana City Council meeting. The ceremony took place at Lincoln Square Mall. Some notable people that attended were Champaign Mayor Deb Feenan and 13th Congressional District Representative Nikki Budzinski. At the ceremony, Williams discussed his goals for his time as mayor, which includes making Urbana more inclusive for youth and underprivileged communities. A group of pro-Palestinian protests returns a year after the pro-Palestinian protests at the Alma Mater statue in April of 2024. The protests in April of 2024 led to several arrests and a two-week-long encampment on the main quad. Because of last year's series of pro-Palestinian protests and the reactions that occurred after, students are much more hesitant to protest. About 8 university students and local residents were charged with mob action felonies during these protests in 2024, resulting in a wave of fear among fellow protesters. This year, students are not only demanding the university divest from companies backing Israel and the war in Gaza, they are also voicing concerns about visa revocations. The Trump administration has and is currently still revoking dozens of international students' visas. Due to this, the students asked the university to provide stronger protection for international students who are currently targeted with visa revocations. Other activist groups such as Students for Environmental Concerns planned a protest in September, carefully trying to plan around the university's updated policies on free speech. Even with this attempt, the university still disciplined students from the group. With everything that happened in April of 2024 and the university's updated policies with free speech, some protesters fear for their sense of free expression. The student RSO, Collective for Fashion Empowerment, also known as CFE, wrapped up its 7th annual runway show this weekend at the Siebel Center for Design. This year's show was themed The Anthropocene and divided into 3 acts, Primeval, Liminal, and Forthcoming, each reflecting a different phase of humanity's environmental impact. Among the organizations featured in the show was December, a fashion collective that uses art to raise awareness about human trafficking. Izzy Murphy, a junior and runway coordinator for December, explained how their team approached the show. Murphy said, quote, I organized all of the models, made sure their outfits aligned with our theme, and figured out the choreography. Our theme is The Liminal, which explores how human trafficking strips people of their identity, end quote. Cameron, a senior modeling for December, wore a black ruffled mini dress adorned with 400 safety pins and draped chains. According to Cameron, quote, it was inspired by the shame that comes with growing up female in a Catholic household. This was my first time modeling, and I felt so supported. Everyone involved is so kind and passionate, even if they're new to fashion, end quote. CFE's mission emphasizes sustainability and accessibility. Most clothing used in the show was either thrifted or sourced directly from students' closets. Cameron added, quote, if you want to get involved, just reach out. The worst anyone can say is no. End quote. The Fighting Illini baseball team fell in a series sweep against the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers over the weekend. Both teams are 12-12 in the Big Ten Conference, though the Illini have a better overall record of 26-19 compared to Rutgers' 24-24. Rutgers hosted the Illini for the last game in the series on Saturday. The Illini initially took the lead in the first inning with points from Nick Groves' run on a wild pitch, and Cameron Chi Alloy scoring thanks to a single RBI from Jack Sebig. The Scarlet Knights matched the points with their turn at bat in the bottom of the first inning and took the lead in the second, making the score 6-2. The Scarlet Knights did not give up the lead for the rest of the game and took the series with a final score of 12-5. On a 4-game losing streak, the Illini are hungry for a win. We'll see if the boys can collect tomorrow night, where the team will host Braley University at 6 p.m. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Nick Rojo, Samaya McDonald, Faith Routley, Kennedy Caldwell, and Maeve Keeley. From WPG News, I'm Nick Rojo.